Hey guys, Zach here. Welcome to another installment of Teens on Air. I'm still across the pond in summer school that I actually wanted to go to. No, I really did want to go to summer school this year, guys. It's more like a summer camp, but I actually study Italian for about 5 hours each day. It's really cool. I'm having a blast. The school is in Lugano, Switzerland, which is in the Italian province called Ticino, so they actually speak Italian here. And when I go into the village, I order my pizza in Italian, and they actually understand me, which is surprising, because when I first started learning, it was a complete mess. But besides all that mumbo-jumbo, we have a great show for you guys today. Our guest is a new friend of mine. We just hosted a show together a few days ago, and I had a blast getting to know her. Her name is Ashley Argota, and she is really busy these days, and we're so lucky to get her on the show today. Hey, Ashley, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
So you are on fire right now. You have a big career going. Earlier on, you were on Nickelodeon's True Jackson VP and Bucket and Skinner. More recently, you've been on ABC Family's The Fosters, and you've also got an upcoming Disney feature film called How to Build a Better Boy. So tell us the difference between your earlier career roles and the stuff you're doing now.
Oh, man. Well, I think my earlier career roles, I was very, I was a lot nicer than the roles I have now, I feel like. My role in The Fosters, I am very, very sassy and very, like, opinionated and brutally honest sometimes. And my role in How to Build a Better Boy, I'm actually the mean cheerleader of the group. So I hadn't done any really mean roles until after all of my Nick stuff, which has been crazy. But it's a lot of fun. I like getting to play the mean girl role because it's so, you know, different from who I am in real life, which I hope.
You went to the dark side.
I went to the dark side.
Everybody has to play a villain at some point.
I love playing a villain. It's more fun.
I agree. Sassy, evil sometimes.
Evil, yeah. It's a lot more fun to do that instead of doing all the, like, I'm always happy and really cute all the time.
Woo! Smile for the camera, kids. So I just saw the first episode of your story arc on The Fosters.
Yeah.
Like you said, pretty tough cookie. Mm-hmm. Very different from the other roles, as you said. What is your absolute favorite detail about playing these evil characters?
My favorite detail about playing the favorite... Oh, man. Okay, I think... You'll laugh at me. I think playing these evil characters, it's a really good form of therapy for me, I feel like. I feel like it makes me nicer in real life, do you know what I mean? Like, I play this, like, evil person on camera, and I get to be so rude to this person on camera, and then in real life, I'm like, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean any of that. So I feel like it makes me nicer to the guy off camera. I don't know. I told my parents when I got How to Build a Better Boy, that was my first, like, big mean girl role, that I was like, I'm going to come back to California and be so nice to everybody because I got all of this anger out the 5 weeks I was shooting here.
It's you get to let it all out at once.
I do, exactly. You understand.
Yeah, every once in a while you do have to yell.
Yes, you do have to yell, but it's, like I said, kind of makes you a better person off camera.
Now, is your character in How to Build a Better Boy similar at all to Regina George from Mean Girls?
Yes, actually. I watched Mean Girls before I went in for my, like, chemistry read for my final audition.
Yeah.
I watched Mean Girls as, like, inspiration for my character.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got to play that, like, understated, like, everybody in this school loves me, but I'm actually evil kind of character.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who tease me for it, but Mean Girls is actually one of my favorite movies.
This is why we're friends. This is why I love you.
It is
great.
Hilarious.
It's such a good movie. Jordan Fisher, actually, for Christmas, he gave DVDs to everybody at Aladdin.
Really?
And he gave me Mean Girls.
Nice.
It was, like, the best ever.
I got Clueless last Christmas from my parents, which is very similar in a similar vein. So, on the other side of the spectrum, you're on The Fosters, and that show handles some pretty heavy issues for teens and young adults. What's it like working on a show like that?
It's really, really great. I feel like the show touches on a lot of issues that are really swept under the rug a lot of the time. I mean, it's a show about two lesbian moms raising a multicultural foster family, and that's something that you almost never see, but I love that I get to be on the show. Really, it's like, it's an honor to be on the show. I was a fan of it before I was on the show, so now to be on it has just been amazing.
So even though some of your roles can be very evil at times, do you feel you have a responsibility to be a role model and teach something to the fans?
That's a really interesting question. I feel like I feel like a semi-responsibility to be a really good role model for all of my fans, but at the same time, I'm not the kind of person that, like, goes out and likes to go party at 4 o'clock in the morning. For my 21st birthday, I went to a friend of mine's birthday party and went roller skating, like, for roller rink, and I forgot to get myself a birthday cake, so I went to a restaurant at, like, midnight and got myself an apple pie and stuck a candle in it, and that was my 21st birthday. I'm just not the kind of person to, like, go crazy. I'm a homebody. I love staying home and being with my family, so I guess there is some sort of responsibility for me to be a role model to my fans, but it's not something that, like, is constantly, like, nagging at me, you know, because it's not, I have nothing to hide from everybody, I guess.
Yeah. I think partying at 4 a.m. and getting apple pie at midnight are both very L.A. things to do.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a quick break, you guys, for a commercial. We'll be right back with Ashley Argota.